United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Opening ceremony will be presented by Pastor Travis Frank, Oak Park Church of God, Salem, guest of Representative Escobar.
God, we take this time to pause from our agendas and thoughts and the many things that need our attention to ask for your guidance. Remind us continually that you are not a part of our plan, but rather we are a part of yours. Lord, I thank you for all the leadership in this room, and I pray that your will may be done through them. God, we thank you for the efforts of the Speaker of the House, David Hunt, who's worked so hard to bring more support to help women who have left abusive relationships. I've seen firsthand what good this increased funding has done. And God, we also thank you for Representative Bruce Hanna, who and his efforts to bring Oregon back to the basics with its financial stewardship. And there are so many others here who are working hard, whose only reward will be to see the falling unemployment figures. God, do not let them grow weary of their task. Give them the strength to run this race until you assign them to another. With all the blessings that you have given us, God, we stand amazed. We study our past and hope for our future. Through it all, we see your love and mercy, justice and forgiveness, blessings and prosperity that could only come from a perfect God to a wanting people. We are your people, Lord. And more than ever, this day, we desire that you become our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Courtesies. Representative Escobar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues on the side aisle here, again, I would like to introduce Travis Frank of the Oak Park Church. His family, his wife Kristen, Jeremiah, Liliana, Isaiah is the children, and then his dad and his mom, Larry and Sue Frank, from our area down in Southern Oregon. Welcome to your capital.
Further courtesies. Verification of quorum. The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. quorum has been met. Absent, Representative Clem, Representative Harker. Excused for business of the House, Representative Berger, Representative Gelser, Representative Barnhart, Representative Reed, Representative Call, Representative Riley, Representative Nolan, Representative Hanna, Representative Bailey, Representative Springer, Representative Bentz, and Representative Hunt. Excused, Representative Chris Edwards and Representative Comp. A quorum is present. Messages from the Governor.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Governor to reform you. It is approved to sign the following bills, House Bill 2080, 2599, and 3236.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to reform you. The Senate has passed. Senate Bill 192 passed the following House bills as amended by the Senate. House Bill 3298, 2228. Concurred in House amendments repassed. Senate Bills 270, 306, 309, 314, 391, 603, 618, 637, 794, 871, 874. The Senate refused to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 973. Conferees appointed Senators Bonamici, Rosenbaum, Gerard. Conferees appointed to House Bill 2175, Senators Brzozinski, Bonamici, and Boquist. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that the Senate has passed Senate Bill 93, 25, 597, and House Bill 2003 passed the following House bills as amended by the Senate. House Bill 3039, 2074, 3056, 2084, 2739, 3487. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he signed Senate Bill 70, 174, 177, 428, 512, 515, 580, 605, 609, 862, 876, 929, 942, SCR 14 and 50. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he signed Senate Bills 944, 773, 734, 640, 579, 560, 498, and 310.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. Representative Greenlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 2058 is a...
Hold on, I need a motion first, sir.
I'm sorry, sir. Don't go away. I move the House concur with the Senate amendments to House Bill 2058 and repass the bill.
Representative Greenlick moves the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 2058 and repass the bill. Do your motion.
Mr. Speaker, both this and the bill that'll follow 2059, I'll follow in a bit... Our bills we worked very hard on over the interim and in the session. They relate to helping to standardize what goes on in the health professional licensing boards. The Senate basically dealt with some conflict amendments and added a few improvements, and the bill is even better than it was when we passed it last time. I recommend we pass it again.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Representative Greenlick, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2058 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Winger, how do you vote? He votes aye. House Bill 2058, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Greenlick. Oh, wait, excuse me. Oh, it is, yes, Representative Greenlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2059 and repass the bill.
Representative Greenlick moves the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 2059 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Same story. We passed several of these bills relating to to the health licensing boards, and they inevitably produce some conflicts. The amendments to House Bill 2059 improves the bill a little bit and deals with some conflicts, and I recommend concurrence.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Greenlick, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2059 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. All have voted. House Bill 2059B, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Holvey.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2371 and repass the bill.
Representative Holvey moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2371. B and repass the bill to your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 2371B relates to the privacy of identification documents and restricts the ability of certain private entities and government entities from swiping and storing certain information. The Senate added some provisions relating to telecommunications and entities that are subject to the Telephone Records and Privacy Protection Act of 2006 and provided some special provisions for those particular entities. I urge an aye vote on concurrence. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Holvey, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the House concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 2371B and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Barker, how do you vote?
Aye.
Barker votes aye. House Bill 2371, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Kenemer, House Bill 2702.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2702 and repass the bill.
Representative Kenemer moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2702 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, this bill left the House with a strong vote of 47-11. But some controversy, and it ran into quite an experience on the House side. I think largely I would describe it as a turf war, but there are others who would describe it as a question about training standards. As a result, it was resolved with a compromise, and there will be a committee established consisting of three psychiatrists, three psychologists, and a pharmacist with a formal mediator, and they are to report back to this body on January 31st of next year with a recommendation. And we anticipate that that would produce a bill in the February special session that would either have consensus or else it would be time to move ahead with the equivalent of 2702. I think this is a compromise that all parties accepted, and I urge your aye vote this morning.
Is there further discussion? Representative Kenemer, do you wish to close? Seeing not, those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2702 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the voting system. House Bill 2702 having received... Oh, Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Beyer votes aye. Representative Krieger, how do you vote? We're going to give you a chance. Krieger votes aye. And now House Bill 2702, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2839 and repass the bill.
Representative Roblin moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2839 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you again, Mr. Speaker. This is a great little bill that corrects some problems that we have been doing in the past and then reinstates the ability to deduct for partners. One of the problems was that we were so excited to get this great bill out of here. We had an emergency clause. The Constitution does not allow that on the tax issue. The Senate rightfully figured that out and implemented that it would be instituted 91 days after Sine die. So with that, I would urge your aye support.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Roblin, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
He does not. Those to the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2839 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system.
Representative Barton, how do you vote? Barton votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Jensen votes aye. Representative Nolan, how do you vote? Vote Nolan votes aye. House Bill 2839, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House not concur in Senate amendments to the House Bill 3089 and a conference committee be appointed.
Representative Clem moves House not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3089 and a conference committee be appointed. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate made some good improvements to this bill, helping establish the wolf as a game mammal. They decided to strip out a provision important to the House Ag Committee relating to the need to have lands accessible for hunting. We would like to discuss that with our colleagues in the Senate.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Clem, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
He does not. This is going to be a voice vote, so those of the opinion that the House not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 3089 and a conference committee be appointed will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion to not concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3089 and a conference committee be appointed is declared adopted. Representative Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3343 and repass the bill.
Representative Barker moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3343 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On a water fountain in the Avon in Stratford, there's a quote out of a play for Shakespeare play, Timon of Athens. Here's that which is too weak to be a sinner, honest water, which ne'er left a man in the mire. This is about the other kind that does leave men in the mire. We have an amendment that changes the penalties for off-premise sales of licensees who unknowingly sell liquor to a minor. The Senate amendments just clarify that it is inadvertent selling to a minor that triggers the special penalties. As a fourth offense of imposing a fine of $1,000 and a sentence of not less than 30 days imprisonment. The amendments improve the bill. Ask for your aye vote.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Barker, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3343 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Jefferson Smith, how do you vote? It's aye. Representative Cowan, how do you vote? She votes aye. Representative Stiegler, how do you vote? Stiegler votes aye. Representative Kennemer, how do you vote? He votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Jensen votes aye. House Bill 3343, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Representative Tomei.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3450 and repass that bill.
Representative Tomei moves the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3450 and repass the bill. To your motion.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker, excuse me. There was a very small change made to this excellent bill that made this wonderful bill even better.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Tomei, do you wish to close?
No, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Those of the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 3450 and repass the bill will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Jensen votes no. House Bill 3450, having received the constitutional majority, is declared repassed. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 3504, relating to Oregon Progress Board appropriate money, declaring an emergency.
Bill read the first time, has passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 2616, relating to local government tobacco taxes, prescribing the effectivity of House Bill 3104, relating to information for claiming veterans' benefits and declaring an emergency.
Bills read the second time are passed to third reading. Consent calendar. Third reading of House bills. Speaker requests unanimous consent that House Bill 5007 be moved to last order of business in third reading of House bills. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5010, related to financial administration of the Employment Department, appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5010A. Representative David Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Ways and Means Committee brings you House Bill 5010A, the budget for the Employment Department. The Ways and Means Committee approved a total funds budget of $2,964,000, or rather $2,964,989,522 and $1,462.29 FTE for the 2009-11 biennium. This amount includes $3,420,698 general fund for regulation and inspection of child care facilities. Since the release of the governor's recommended budget, the unemployment rate in Oregon has increased substantially. The Ways and Means Committee recommends packages to adjust revenues to reflect the slowdown in economic activity and adjustments in expenditures and FTE to accommodate the increasing caseload for both the unemployment insurance and the business and employment services programs. Both further adjustments resulting from changes in the forecast between March and May are likely to be needed at a later date. Included in the budget are increases in federal funds limited and non-limited expenditure limitation to accommodate additional funding from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act for child care quality improvements, unemployment insurance administration, extended and increased benefit levels, and for WorkSource Oregon centers, which assist unemployed Oregonians. Policy packages funded through fees for service were also approved for client job placement services, as well as research and workforce studies. A package to transfer three positions from the Office of Administrative Hearings to the Division of Motor Vehicles was also approved, as well as a package to reflect additional expenditure limitation and position authority resulting from the passage of legislation. The Ways and Means Committee recommends your approval of House Bill 5010 as amended, and it came out of the Joint Ways and Means Committee with a unanimous due pass recommendation.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Edwards, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Kotek, how do you vote? Votes aye. Representative Dembro, for what purpose are you in the queue? Oh. House Bill 5010A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Dembro, for what purpose do you rise?
Requests a return to the order of courtesies, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Dembro requests unanimous consent to return to the order of courtesies. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Dembro.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I would ask you to extend courtesies to some visitors to the House today. Many of you know Rob Wagner from AFT Oregon, and some of you remember when his son Zach was born. And Zach is here visiting the Capitol. He's about to go into first grade at Bryant School in Lake Oswego. He's a constituent of Representative Garrett's, who's given me leave to introduce him to you. He's the home run king for his T-ball team, the Ghost Riders, and he likes to play Legos. And also, Rob's friend Lori Cremona is here. She is a constituent of Representative Bailey's, a Stanford grad originally from Seattle, a sustainability consultant, and LEED certified civil engineering, obviously a very special person. And her children are here, Mia, who is 6 years old. She's going into first grade at the Waldorf School. She loves to draw. And Carlo, who's 4 years old. Carlo will be in kindergarten. He likes to climb and to play with trains. They're up in the gallery. Colleagues, please extend courtesies to them. They're en route to visit the Gold Man.
Thank you all for visiting and being a part of your capital today. Have a great time here. And I'll take this moment, as also since we're in courtesies, to acknowledge the people in the back. If they want to stand up, they can. These are all the valedictorians and salutatorians are from many of the places around the state. We appreciate you being here. It is kind of makes us take pause to realize there's as many intelligent people in the building now as that there are. And we do truly appreciate all of you being here and for the efforts you have put into your individual schools and yourselves in achieving that pretty remarkable accolade as being a valedictorian and salutatorian. Thank you for spending the time at your Capitol today.
Further courtesies? Seeing none, we will return to the order of business of third reading of House bills. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5016, relating to financial administration of the State Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, property money, and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5016A. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 5016A is a budget bill for the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries, or otherwise known as DOGAMI. The department is the state's primary source of information on geologic minerals and hazards. The department is also responsible for administering surface mining regulations. The committee approved a budget of $12.9 million and 36.58 full-time equivalent FTE positions. This funding level is a 4.3% decrease from the 07-09 legislative approved budget. The budget includes $2.9 million other funds and $0.5 million in lottery funds for continuation of light detection and ranging, or LIDAR, mapping, and one limited duration positions for data coordination. Consistent with the co-chair's budget plan, the committee made $0.4 million in general fund reductions, which includes closing the Grant Pass office and co-locating the Baker City office with local government, relocating professional staff to the Portland office and eliminating two support positions, one FTE, and transferring positions from general fund to federal funds. The committee approved the agency's performance measures as requested, which include replacing a hazard awareness measure with a hazard preparedness measure. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5016 as amended.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Jensen, do you wish to close? He does not. Those of the opinion the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Kotek, how do you vote?
Aye.
Kotek votes aye. Representative Galizio, how do you vote?
Aye.
Galizio votes aye. House Bill 5016A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5026, relating to financial administration of the State Library, appropriate money, and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5026A. Representative David Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 5026 is the budget bill for the State Library. The State Library provides information services to state government, provides reading materials to blind and print-disabled Oregonians, and grants and assistance to local libraries. The Ways and Means Committee recommends a total funds budget of $15,545,954.42 full-time equivalents. The committee recommends general fund support in the amount of $3,447,239. The budget includes general fund support to bring the State Library into compliance with federal guidelines regarding the amount of administrative costs that the State Library is allowed to charge against its Federal Library Services and Technology Act grant funds. Additional recommendations include continuing a position authority to allow the State Library to maintain the Oregon School Library Information System database, other funds limitation and part-time position authority for a part-time student worker to assist with the Talking Book and Braille Services annual donation fund drive, the elimination of a vacant position in the Talking Book and Braille Services program, shifting the cost of a position from general fund to other funds for the 2009-11 biennium, and reductions in the ready-to-read program amounting to approximately 5.5 cents per child. The Ways and Means Committee recommends approval of House Bill 5026 as amended.
Further discussion, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the bill.
To the bill.
I appreciate the representative's good description of this of the library and its budget. And since I did not get this question to him in advance, I would just ask if he would consider in his close addressing if there was an ending fund balance and how it relates to this budget. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Edwards, do you wish to close?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will close briefly to the good representative's question. There is an ending fund balance. We don't have the total amount available to us here at the dais. However, I will say that there is a statutory requirement that the agency have ending fund balance good for 3 months' worth of operating revenues, and there is a small ending fund balance in the Talking Book and Braille Services account. I will say that there were no questions about the use of the ending fund balances in committee, and that this budget received unanimous support in the full Ways and Means Committee.
Those of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Barton, how do you vote? Barton votes aye. House Bill 5026A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5035, relating to financial administration, the State Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision, appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
Question now arises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5035A. Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 5035 is the budget bill for the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. The Board has release authority over approximately 10% of the inmates in the custody of the Department of Corrections and jurisdiction over more than 27,000 offenders. The Board is responsible for setting conditions of supervision for all offenders releasing from prison and for issuing orders related to offenders' transition to and supervision in the community. The Board consists of 3 members who are appointed by the Governor for 4-year terms. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a total budget of $3,752,400. Which includes $3,742,352 in general fund and $10,048 in other funds and 15 positions, or 15.0 FTE. The approved budget is a 9.5 decrease from the 2009-11 essential budget level. The approved budget maintains the agency's essential budget level minus a reduction of general funds as follows. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a package to reduce the agency's general fund budget, including reductions in both attorney general usage and the number of board-ordered psychological evaluations. These reductions total $395,711. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved the agency's existing performance measures. Now, colleagues, I do want to make sure, particularly those of you who haven't focused on the criminal justice area much, that the Board of Probation and Parole primarily conducts parole hearings for offenders who were convicted prior to 1989. We pretty much abolished parole in this state, and we now have a determinate sentence of post-prison supervision where the board does not decide whether or not and has no release authority. I also want to put on the record that there is a policy bill moving through the building that would expand the discretion on the parole board's ability to determine whether or not a hearing should take place every 2 years. This gives them the potential to push out a hearing to every 10 years. And there is some question about whether or not that might have ex post facto implications and might have some constitutional ramifications. Legislative Council has assured us that it is constitutional. However, it is surely to be litigated, and the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision may have to come back to us in the emergency board to increase its Attorney General usage budget during the emergency board, the interim session. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5035. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Shields, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Shields, how do you vote? Shields votes aye. Representative Jefferson Smith votes aye. Representative Jensen, how do you vote? Jensen votes aye. House Bill 5035A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 5039, relating to financial administration of the Psychiatric Security Review Board, appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 5039A. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 5039A is the budget bill for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. The board maintains jurisdiction over adults found to be guilty except for insanity of a crime. The board's juvenile panel has jurisdiction over youth found responsible except for insanity who have a serious mental condition or who present a danger to themselves or others. The board's primary purpose is to protect the public through the ongoing review of the progress of those placed under its jurisdiction and determination of their appropriate placement. Placement options include commitment to a secure forensic ward at the state hospital, conditional release to a highly structured and supervised program in the community, or discharge from jurisdiction. Agency operations are funded with general fund. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved a budget of $1,415,071.11 total funds and 5 full-time equivalent positions. The committee approved the agency's performance measures without any changes. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5039 as amended. And to answer a question that has not been asked yet, there is a $5,000 ending balance, which is a grant for training. The agency uses about $2,000 a biennium until it is used up.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Tomei, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system.
Voting aye is Barker, Galizio, Barton.
Representative Beyer, how do you vote? Beyer votes aye. Representative Shields, how do you vote? Shields votes aye. Representative Greenlich, how do you vote? Greenlich votes aye. Representative Jensen votes aye. House Bill 5039A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2118 relating to licensing boards.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2118B. Representative David Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 2118 standardizes some of the provisions for the membership and appointment of health professional regulatory boards and the executive directors and the reporting and auditing of some of the board activities. The bill also makes changes to the definitions, examination, education, licensing, and record-keeping functions of health regulatory boards. The bill directs the Oregon Health Licensing Agency to investigate a complaint against a licensee or applicant of a health regulatory board or any other person and to prepare periodic reports to the governor regarding licensing, monitoring, and investigative activities of the agency. Finally, the bill directs the public members of boards to review investigatory materials concerning complaints, gives the boards the authority to obtain fingerprints for the purposes of criminal background checks, and gives the boards the authority to release or withhold the personal information of a person licensed, registered, or certified by the board. I'd like to thank the representative from Historic Tualatin County for his hard work during the interim on this bill, and the Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 2118.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Edwards, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Garrett, how do you vote? Garrett votes aye. House Bill 2118B, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2200, relating to programs administering the state building code and declaring an emergency.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 2200B. Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 2200 changes boiler and pressure vessel inspection, reinspection, and permit fees. It also aligns the fees process between elevator and boiler programs to provide building owners with a more consistent process for determining elevator and boiler fees. Because of a revenue shortfall, three boiler inspector positions were eliminated in the budget for the Department of Consumer Business Services. This would have caused an increase in the backlog of overdue inspections. House Bill 2200 generates the revenue necessary to restore the positions that were eliminated. Ways and Means Committee increased the other funds expenditure limited by $493,534 and approved the restoration of three boiler inspector positions. The Ways and Means Committee recommends approval of House Bill 2200. Good bill should pass or dry vote.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Schaffler, do you wish to close? He does not. Representative Hanna is now in the queue. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to declare a potential conflict.
State your potential conflict.
Thank you. I'm the holder of a boiler and pressure vessel permit to which this fee would be applied.
So noted for the record. Now, Representative Schaffler does not wish to close. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Kennemer, how do you vote? Representative Kennemer? Representative Kennemer is off the floor. Representative Nathanson, how do you vote? Nathanson votes aye. Representative Garrett, how do you vote? Garrett votes aye. Representative Gelser, how do you vote? Gelser votes aye. Representative Tomei, how do you vote? Tomei votes aye. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote?
No.
Gilliam votes no. Representative Harker, how do you vote? Parker votes aye. Representative Van Orman, how do you vote? Van Orman votes aye. House Bill 2200B, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 3225, relating to Ballot Measure 49, 2007, claims and declaring an emergency.
The question now rises upon third reading and final passage of House Bill 3225B. Representative Nolan, followed by Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. This bill comes to you as a unanimous vote, not just from the Ways and Means Committee, but also from your Land Use Committee. And it's unanimous because a lot of people worked really hard to make sure that this bill achieved some fairness that had slipped through in the details of Measure 49 that was approved by the voters. In Measure 49, some of the language made it difficult for some people who had legitimate claims to be able to file them. It was inadvertent, and as soon as it was brought to our attention, a group of people came together to resolve that. And so this bill, for example, represents the efforts of Oregonians in Action, sitting down with 1,000 Friends of Oregon and finding a compromise where we could move forward by adding about 500 more property owners to those eligible to file claims under Measure 49 and receive from some relief. We spent a lot of time on this bill and on the details of it in the Land Use Committee and came up with a compromise, a robust solution that garnered the support of every member of your Land Use Committee. And we did that by being reasonable, by looking at the individual circumstances of people who had filed a claim with their county but not with the state, or had missed something because the language might have been confusing. We tried to give as much leeway as possible because we wanted people to have a sense that the system was fair for them and for their neighbors. Also importantly for many of us, this bill now sets a deadline of June 30th, 2010 for the Department of Land Conservation and Development to complete the processing of claims so that people have some certainty and they know when things will be resolved. By adding additional claims to the list of property owners who are eligible for this relief, we do increase the cost of the department to process this work. And it was Oregonians in Action who introduced to us the idea of establishing a filing fee for these new claimants, which coincidentally is about what they would pay to file a case in court as well. But this gets them quicker and more certain relief and determination of their claims. So we have partially offset the cost of doing this additional processing of claims and review of the merits of the claims. But colleagues, we didn't completely offset it. And we collectively made that decision in committee that we, the state as a whole, the public as a whole, benefits by having this occur, and so we should have a little bit of skin in the game as well. And so there is a bit of a general fund cost for this bill, but it is a cost of being fair and equitable. And I think on my behalf and on behalf of the entire committee, we think that's well worth it. And I commend this bill to your support.
Co-carrier Hannah.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 3225 is a very important bill, as has been described. It is intended to help address many of the problems that have occurred with Measure 49 since its inception and becoming law. This bill will allow some 500 claimants to be processed that otherwise would have simply fallen through the cracks. As has been mentioned, the cost for handling these claims and that process is primarily mitigated through the $175 fee. This is a bipartisan bill, which has varied and numerous members of organizations' supporters, as well as the Department of Land Conservation and Development. The bill passed out of the House Land Use Committee without opposition. It passed out of Ways and Means with unanimous support. Colleagues, this is a good bill that helps Oregonians with Measure 49 claims. I'd like to join with Representative Nolan asking you to pass House Bill 3225.
Further discussion? Seeing none. Representative Nolan, do you wish to close?
Just very briefly, Madam Speaker. I want to specifically thank Richard Whitman at the Department of Land Conservation and Development for managing to pull together all the differing interests to achieve the result that is unanimously supported. I also want to give a tip of the hat to my friend across the aisle, Representative Hannah, who served on this committee and helped achieve that goal as well, and Senator Przanski from the Senate side, who worked with us to craft this bipartisan bill. Thanks.
Those of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system.
Representative Buckley, how do you vote? I'm sorry. Representative Buckley has excused business to the House. Representative Thatcher, how do you vote? Thatcher votes aye. House Bill 3225B, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the next bill, which you'll notice is the one that we carried over from the top. So if you go back up to the top of your list, you'll see House Bill 5007. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5007, relating to financial administration of the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, appropriated money and declaring an emergency.
The question now rises upon third reading, final passage of House Bill 5007A. Mm-hmm. Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, House Bill 5007A is the budget bill of the Criminal Justice Commission. This nine-member commission's primary purpose is to develop and maintain a statewide criminal justice policy and comprehensive long-range plan for a coordinated criminal justice system. The Commission provides data and other information to the legislature, state agencies, and local governments. In addition, the Commission administers a grant program for drug courts. The Joint Ways and Means Committee approved a budget for this agency of $18.9 million total funds and $6.1 million general fund. The budget includes the transfer of the Byrne Justice Assistance Grants from the State Police to the Commission, including the $10.6 million that is expected at this time to be distributed to grantees during the 2009-11 session. As part of this transfer, four positions are added. Two analyst positions are transferred from the State Police to provide the program administration of the grant program, while two financial positions are added to provide the financial reporting and oversight work for the grant program, as well as the budget and accounting activities for the agency. These financial positions replace work previously done by the Department of Corrections and State Police. Reductions were made to this budget to meet the revenue constraints in the overall state budget. A research analyst position is eliminated, while portions of the funding for other positions are shifted to federal or other fund resources. The budget also includes a reduction in the drug court grant program of $853,207 general fund, or by approximately 17%. An increase in the federal fund's expenditure limitation of an equal amount is provided for, with the expectation the Commission will use existing grant funds or seek further federal funds to backfill this reduction. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends passage of House Bill 57A. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Shields, do you wish to close? He does not. Those who have the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Jefferson Smith, how do you vote? Smith votes aye. House Bill 5007A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. The clerk will read the first resolution.
H.R. 7, congratulating Port of Morrow on its 50th anniversary.
The question now arises upon final reading and adoption of H.R. 7. Representative Greg Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, please join me in passing House Resolution 7. What this does is it congratulates the Port of Morrow on 50 years of successful operation. Colleagues, did you know that the Port of Morrow has more than 2,000 people working at its port-generated operations, that it's the second largest port in the state of Oregon? It creates over $1 billion in annual gross sales and pays over 50% of the assessed valuation of the entire county's property taxes. Colleagues, I hope you'll join me in passing House Resolution 7.
Further discussion, Representative Shields.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had the good opportunity to go to the Port of Morrow a couple of years ago, meet with Gary Neal, and was just very impressed with the work that they've been doing out there. It's really an incredible job factory, job creation factory at that port, and I just wanted to urge adoption of the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Seeing no further discussion, Representative Smith does not wish to close. Those who are of the opinion that the resolution should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Gilliam, how do you vote? Representative Gilliam votes under great duress, aye. Representative Wingard, how do you vote? Representative Wingard? I'm sorry, Wingard votes aye. H.R. 7, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. The clerk will read the next resolution.
SCR 17, congratulating Coach Daniel J. Miles and Oregon Institute of Technology on success of men's basketball program.
The question now rises upon final reading and adoption of SCR 17. Representative Girard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, if this bill looks familiar, it should. About a month and a half ago, you passed it out of this body on a 59-0 vote. However, after going to the Senate, it got left behind, not assigned to a committee, so we had to use a priority bill last week to move this bill quickly through the process, of which today finally will end that process. But just a quick reminder, Danny Miles has served as the Oregon Institute of Technology men's basketball coach for 38 seasons. He has led Oregon Tech to 2 national championships. He is the 7th winning coach in the United States. He has been inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame and the Oregon Sports Hall of Fame and named National Basketball Coach of the Year in both 2004-2008. So I will appreciate the courtesy of you giving a second yes vote to this bill and sending it on to the governor. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to the resolution.
To the resolution.
Personally, I'm glad this got left out in the Senate because this guy, Danny Miles, deserves our attention twice. His investment in student athletes and his record in the basketball world for excellence deserves our recognition. I urge an aye vote.
Is there further discussion? Seeing none, Representative Girard, do you wish to close?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, just one final word. I'd like to extend my thanks to Representative Rowland, the chair of the Rules Committee, for helping to expedite this bill.
Those who have the opinion that the resolution should be adopted will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Representative Berger, how do you vote? Berger votes aye. Representative Garrett, how do you vote? Garrett votes aye. Representative Nolan, how do you vote? Nolan votes aye. SCR 17, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 25 relating to Oregon State Hospital Advisory Board and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 93 relating to collection of delinquent accounts and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 192 relating to his property tax incentives providing an effective date. Senate Bill 597 relating to non-governmental entities.
Bills read for the first time were passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 5525 relating to financial administration with the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 5526 relating to financial administration with the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and declaring an emergency.
Bills read for the second time were passed the third reading calendar. Third reading of Senate bills. The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the bills remaining on today's third reading of Senate bills calendar be carried over to their proper place on Tuesday, June 16th, 2009, third reading calendar. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Other business of the House, other business of the Senate, orders that they have been completed. Announcements. Effective immediately, I am appointing the following representatives to the Conference Committee on House Bill 3099. Representative Mary Nolan, Chair. Representative Sal Esquivel. Representative Chris Garrett. If you ever want any details about any of those conference committees, you can talk to Mara Hall in the Speaker's office. And further announcements. Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Democrats. We will caucus beginning at 11:30, and we have a long agenda, so bring your lunches with you, please. 11:30, please.
Any further announcements? Representative Hanna? No? Remonstrances? Wow. No remonstrances. Okay. Adjournment. Representative Jensen.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 9:45 a.m. Tuesday, June 16th, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves that the House adjourn until Tuesday, June 16th at 9:45 a.m. You will notice, colleagues, we also have an afternoon floor session scheduled Tuesday. So both this under Representative Jensen's motion will come in at 9:45. We'll work through the morning. Break for lunch and possible caucus meetings, and then come back in at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. So without objection to Representative Jensen's motion, the House is adjourned.